This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The political power struggle continues in Ivory Coast. On Friday, President Obama urged Laurent Gbagbo to step down. Gbagbo has refused to give up the presidency after being voted out of office.
It's time for democracy in Cote d'Ivoire, and those who choose that path will have a friend and partner in the United States of America.
Forces loyal to Laurent Gbagbo and his opponent Alassane Ouattara have repeatedly clashed with civilians caught in the crossfire. One neighborhood in the main city, Abidjan, has become a particularly deadly flashpoint. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctin joined a UN team investigating one particularly bloody day.
The emergency helpline at the UN Peacekeeping Mission's headquarters in Ivory Coast operates 24/7. It takes desperate calls, such as this one, from civilians caught up in the fighting. Other callers offer information that may be helpful to UN human rights investigators like Guillaume Ngefa.
Right now that the situation is deteriorating, we are receiving calls from everywhere and from both sides. If this trend continues, I'm afraid that this may lead to a civil war.
Ngefa was instrumental in setting up the call center. He's the number two in the UN Human Rights Division in Ivory Coast. Okay. Ngefa and his team traveled to Abobo in a heavily armed convoy led by UN peacekeepers. Abobo is the epicenter of the fighting in Ivory Coast's main city, Abidjan. It also is a stronghold of Alassane Ouattara, who the UN says won November's presidential election. Ivory Coast's current conflict erupted when the incumbent, Laurent Gbagbo, refused to step down. Now, this month's deadly shooting happened when armed men fired into a crowd of women demonstrating in support of Ouattara, says Ngefa.
We are going to visit the area where seven women were similarly executed by Defense Security Forces pro-Gbagbo on the 3rd of March.
After a ride through makeshift checkpoints made up of burnt-out car chassis and manned by armed Ouattara supporters, the UN convoy stops in the heart of Abobo and a crowd gathers.
Yeah, in front of us, these are the clothes and the shoes of women who were demonstrating. Yes.
So we're just seeing dozens and dozens of flip-flops.
Yes.
Women clearly abandoned their footwear because they were trying to flee, I suppose.
Absolutely. You know, they fled when they opened fire. It was just everybody was running all of the places. Those are evidence, clear evidence. It's sad to document those kind of evidences, but I think justice has to be done.
Nous sommes sur les lieux même où il y a eu le tir des chars sur des femmes qui marchaient.
Mamadou Bamba tells us his 18-year-old student daughter, Nashami, was killed here. He says she was hit by a mortar, full in the chest. Bamba points to a large, dark patch of dried blood on the road, where he says Nashami fell when Gbagbo's forces opened fire on the women. Deeper into the dense neighborhood of corrugated tin-roofed houses, we meet 34-year-old Salimata Sawadogo. She was among the demonstrators. Sawadogo shows us her bandaged head, shoulder and back as, still clearly in shock, she recalls what happened. "We've never witnessed this before, women being fired upon," she says. "We went out barehanded, unarmed, to march peacefully." She says she's lucky still to be alive. "We're tired," she says. "We're tired of all of this." The UN and international rights watchdogs warn that forces loyal to both Gbagbo and Ouattara have committed human rights violations, but say Gbagbo's troops are largely to blame for the violence and killings in Abidjan. Again, UN investigator Guillaume Ngefa.
These are serious human rights violations. The Human Rights Division of ONUSI is documenting all those facts.
Gbagbo's camp claims the UN charges are fabrications by an organization he says is partisan and has endorsed Ouattara as president. Charles Blegoude is Gbagbo's youth minister and chief rabble-rouser.
"What I want the outside world to know is that Ouattara has given weapons to his supporters and they are killing every day. Ouattara is imposing war to us.
As the UN investigators prepare to leave Abobo, they are stopped by a noisy crowd of women. "We have a message for Laurent Gbagbo," says Salimata Kone. "Don't bother to take Gbagbo to prison for his crimes," she says. "Bring him straight here to Abobo, and we will deal with him with a machete as he has dealt with us." Ofer Biakwa-Stockton, NPR News, Abidjan.